On Thursday, Craig, we mentioned that something very special is going to be happening on Friday, the 18th of November. We're actually going to be heading down to the Big Smoke and joining the Ali Clark Breakfast Show on Mix to help raise $40,000 for our beloved Mel D. DeZeldi. And we've actually got Ali Clark on the line now. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Oh, very good. And thank you for taking a tiny bit out of what is no doubt a very hectic schedule for you.
Oh, look, as busy as you guys are, I'm sure. You know, but it has been a little bit hectic in here, mainly because we're just making the studio ready for you guys to come in.
Oh, you don't have to do that
well,
for
we're
us.
We're colleagues, Ali. We've been waiting for this.
I know. Well, we've got a place for you to put your horse and cart and come down and the Big Smoke, you know. We've got a place for you to stick the big hat as you walk in the door.
Well, Ali, we're all doing this for a very good reason. You're very long-time friends with Mel. You recently visited her in palliative care. What was it about that visit that brought this fundraising idea about for you?
Oh, look, I think, and as so many of your listeners would know, you just have to hear Mel's voice to know that is a voice full of kindness and positivity. And the last few times I've caught up with her, it's a voice that's struggling to be heard.
Yeah.
So when they didn't ask for anything. They haven't asked for a single thing, but as soon as I heard what they'd been through, what they're trying to do, and the dream to get home for Christmas maybe has to change, so we're going to bring Christmas there early. I mean, it was just a no-brainer. So we are just so keen to jump on board with you guys. We know how beloved they were to the Power FM family, and by that I mean all of your incredible listeners. So anything we can do to help you guys and to help this couple, we are in with everything we've got.
So what is it that they really need, Ali?
Well, as you can probably imagine, and you guys know, when Chris and Mel both had to step away from work, which was, over a year ago,
About nearly a year ago now,
looking after someone full-time, it means, you know, the bills start racking up. Now, their bank put a stay on their mortgage and gave them a little bit of breathing room, but they are going to have to pay that, so they are behind in their mortgage. They took out and had to take out a loan, and they need to pay for that. And you know, and this just shows the amazingness of this woman and them as a couple. You know, they've also been open and saying, actually, we just need some help, even just to cover funeral costs, because at the end of this, we just don't even know where we are with our finances. So we've crunched the numbers, and that is honestly the best way to help Mel, because she then sees her kids being looked after and Chris DeZeldi being straightened back up on his feet so he can get back into radio and what it is that he loves.
We've had, obviously, Mel on the show talking about motor neurone disease, and she's done such incredible work raising awareness, and she's always trying to help others, and that's just such a strong part of Mel's character. I think it is so good that we're doing this, because it's time that somebody helps them. Like, this is so important.
How can our listeners help out on the day this Friday?
Okay, so essentially, all of us are going to be getting together, right? We are going to be broadcasting from 7 until 9, and we are basically going to be opening up the phones. We will have a GoFundMe page set up. You can actually go on there and check it out. We're going to be asking for things like maybe donations of plants and everything else as well. So I think the easiest thing is to keep listening to you guys between 7 and 9, and in the meantime, maybe just have a think about what you might be able to spare. Maybe have a think about, you know, what you would like to be able to offer somebody else for Christmas. And then Molly and Craig will all get together and, bring Christmas, or the spirit of Christmas, a little bit early to everybody.
And the thing is as well, you know, times are tough. A lot of people are under financial strain at the moment, but it doesn't mean that you can't give messages of support or,
Absolutely.
And get involved however you feel comfortable. We would just love to, as you said, bring some magic to the family.
That's right. And obviously because of all of this, what we have actually done is that we have organised, because we've got some surprises ready for tomorrow, don't we, guys? So what we actually have done is organised a screen to be able to go into Mel's room in the hospice so she can see all of us. She'll be able to hear all the messages of people ringing up. And I think that for her will be Christmas and the spirit of Christmas coming early for her and Chris.
And bringing the radio back.
Something that's been
so special in her life.
Yeah, you'll get to hear it simulcast on Mix and Power FM, the Ali Clark Breakfast Show, and Molly and Craig as we aim to raise a whole bunch of money and just bring Christmas closer this Friday, November 18th. Thanks for your time this morning, Ali.
Thanks, guys. Cannot wait to see you in person, all right?